Hello everyone, I'm Nidhi and I welcome you all to my channel Urban Diaries. Thank you so much for joining this free grammar classes series and appreciating the hard work I'm putting in these videos. In today's video, I'm gonna discuss a very important topic from the exam point of view: gerund, participle and infinitive. In this video, we'll mainly focus on gerund. So, I assume by now you have already understood that these verbs are known as non-finite verbs, which we have already discussed in our previous video. Or if you're new to this channel, let me tell you, this is part 2 of our verb series where we are trying to understand all types of verbs and their usage in the sentences. In case you have not seen the part 1 of this series, I want you to watch that video up there or head to the description below for all details, so that you can have a good command over this topic. Also, make sure you subscribe to the channel and turn on notification so that you know when each new lesson is ready for you. Alright, let's get started with this lesson. We know that non-finite verbs do not function as the main verb in the sentence. Instead, they work either as a noun or as an adjective or as an adverb in the sentence. So, let's start with the basics first. If you see a formation of a sentence, an assertive sentence always starts with a subject and then verb and then object. So, this subject can be either a noun or a pronoun. See this example. Stuti is a bright child. In this sentence, Stuti is the subject and it is a noun because it is a name of a person. See another example. Krish always gives his best effort in the team. Again, in this sentence, Krish is a subject, which is a noun. See this one. He is a good leader. Here the subject is he, and now this is a pronoun. So a subject can be either a noun or a pronoun. Now, what if I say that a verb is also used as a subject? You will say it's a completely contradictory statement. But it's true. A verb is also used as a subject. Actually, a non-finite verb is also used as a subject, which can be either a gerund or an infinitive. But our first statement, that is also not incorrect. Because we can't use these non-finite verbs straight away as their base form. Instead, first we'll change them into a noun and then we'll use them as a subject. And this is what you need to understand. So from here we derive the definition of gerund. Gerunds are words that are formed with verbs but act as nouns. That means they look like a present participle verb in form but works as a noun, as I said. And how to recognize them? It's easy. Because every gerund is a verb with ing tagged to its tail. That means there would be ing at the last of every gerund. Like learning, eating, singing, writing, they all are gerund in form. See this one. The gerund form of the verb read is reading. And how did we make it? By adding ing after the word read. You can use a gerund as a subject or as the complement of the subject or as the object of the sentence. We'll see this one by one with examples. Reading enhances our knowledge. Here, the word reading is functioning as subject because it is coming in the starting of the statement, also before the verb enhances. So here it is functioning as the subject of the sentence. See this one. Arjun's favorite hobby is reading. Here the word reading is not an object, but it is a complement of the sentence. We also call them as complement of verb to be because they always come after the to be verbs like is, am, are, was, were. Did you get it? This reading is functioning as the complement of the statement. See the next one. Prabhraj enjoys reading. Here the word reading is object. It is functioning as the object. How did you recognize that now? Because it is coming after the verb enjoys. So here you learn three main usage of gerund: as a subject, as a complement and as an object of the statement. Now there is one more use of gerund, which is using after the preposition. First, see these examples. I look forward to hearing from you soon. We arrived at home after driving all night. Did you notice the word hearing and driving here? They both are gerund. The rule says that if you are using a preposition and after that you have to use an activity, you can't use the base form of verb. Like, I look forward to hear from you is a wrong statement. And I have seen many people using this wrong statement, like they feel that it should be infinitive. I look forward to hear from you. But no, it has to be a gerund, because it's coming after the preposition to, and the same rule goes for the next sentence. We arrived at home after driving all night. In this sentence, after is a preposition followed by the gerund driving. So that's it for this class. I think I've given you enough information about this topic now, and now this is your turn to assess yourself. As usual, we'll solve this exercise now to recapitulate all the above rules we have just understood. For this, you will have to identify the correct gerund in the given sentences. Also, keep identifying the main verb in these sentences so that you can easily differentiate both of them in any sentence. So, let's get started. Sentence 1. I never gave writing enough of a chance. Writing is a non-finite verb here. It's a gerund because it's an activity, a noun. And which is the main verb here? Gave. Correct. Next sentence.
Let's go dancing at club tonight. So, which word is the gerund here? I want you to answer it in the comment section below.
Next, succeeding is not enough. Others must fail. Here the word succeeding is a gerund. Next, I believe that laughing is the best calorie burner. Here laughing is a gerund.
Next sentence, I always avoid doing my math assignment. Find out the correct gerund and write in the comment section. Let me tell you, in this sentence, avoided is the main verb.
Alright guys, you did great. Now you have mastered one more topic in English grammar. And if you really think you've learned something new today, then please like this video and subscribe to my channel. Also, don't forget to comment in the comment section. Good luck guys!